This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
So, Governor Gavin Newsom signed something into law, and I think it's something that we all kind of feared was going to come, and it's no more plastic bags.
Do you mean plastic shopping bags?
I think no more plastic bags.
Well, what about like a sandwich bag?
Well, he can't control that.
Why?
Because you buy them from out of state. Giving you a plastic bag to walk out of a store with?
So mostly grocery or like a 7-Eleven or...
any store, really. Old Navy.
Oh, like, right. Okay, I see.
You know? And now it doesn't go into effect until 2026. So we still have a lot of good plastic bag months ahead of us. All right?
Get it in while you can.
Stock up.
Right.
How do we feel about this? Don't get me wrong. I am somebody that definitely thinks that the world is headed toward catastrophe.
You do.
Environmentally.
Yeah.
But I am also somebody, though, that I'm filled with dread about it because, one, I love my children and I will love their children one day. And also, it's not something that we can really do anything about.
We can do something, though.
But it's not making a difference.
And if you have that attitude...
I know.
Then it's like, oh, well, then who cares?
Us not using plastic bags is not going to slow down climate change.
It's going to do something, though. Can we not start somewhere?
Well, that's what Governor Newsom's saying.
Give me a break, you freaking babies. Have a paper bag and shut up.
But it's not... Have you tried a paper bag?
Right. You know how long we had just paper bags? And we were like... okay.
Plastic bags are better. They're just better. Those paper bags, and I get paper bags occasionally, but not when I have anything that's somewhat heavy.
Then bring your own.
I'm never doing that. Okay, I'm never bringing my own.
You're a lazy a-hole.
If you bring your own, then first of all, your trunk is filled with all kinds of canvas bags.
What do you need that room for? Dead bodies?
What if you don't? What if you bring not enough canvas bags
then,
into the grocery store?
You're gonna have to put your life stuff in a paper bag. I hope you don't perish.
Oh my God. Here's all I'm saying. Kevin, and then I'll let you talk for a second. I'm saying take away our plastic bags versus forcing companies to lower their carbon footprint. One will make a difference and one really won't. One is like a gesture of something.
You can't say that not having plastic bags in landfills makes no difference. That's a lie.
It's a great way to start. We are beyond plastic bag marginal changes.
Well, then we should do nothing.
No, I'm saying we should start to crack down on companies to lower their carbon footprint. That's what we're saying.
Maybe you could also do something at the same time. What if we did both? Wouldn't that be great?
I drive an electric car. What do you do?
Period.
I'm not rich like you, bitch.
Rich? Mine costs less than yours.
True.
It sure does.
Are you crazy person?
A Tesla Model 3 versus a Chevy Traverse.
Google
the costs. Kevin, what were you going to say?
I was going to say I'm more pissed about the ban because then I won't have any trash bags for my house.
That's another thing. What are you going to do if you've got cat litter?
You can't use paper bags.
Yes, you can.
No, it bleeds through when it gets wet.
Then right. Just take it straight to the garbage.
Then what's the point of having a trash bag?
No, you take it straight to the outside garbage.
That's a lot of work.
You guys really, you guys deserve to
What's one this? Plastic bag going to do to the world?
It's never just one. That's the thing.
All right. What
are you, environmentalist.
That's actually a good question, though. Like, what about, like, plastic? Well, but, okay. Actually, didn't trash bags come up with some sort of formula where they are now a, like, biodegradable plastic?
Oh, yeah. I hope so. That'd be great.
I think they did. Like, Glad. I'm pretty sure they did. And why can't we just make grocery bags out of that?
Right.
I think some places actually do that. But we have to stop. Everything has a wrapper. Everything has its own box. Everything. There is so much waste that comes with almost every single product. We have to start somewhere. And it's not just the plastic bags. Every time, I mean, I made my miso soup this morning. Yeah, I know. That's weird. Okay. Leave me alone about it.
It's two packets. Everybody.
Okay.
Two packets of plastic.
And a plastic container that each one of them comes in.
Okay.
So what does that mean? That's just trash that's never going to do anything but be trash.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that's a problem.
But
I'm saying that that problem measures here toward the bottom compared to what we could be doing.
Okay. But when you say we, it sounds like you don't actually want to do anything that puts you out.
And listen, if I owned a big polluting company, then I would say, yeah, me.
I don't know, because you're not even willing to use paper bags, so I can't picture you.
I'm not. What are your thoughts? Text in to 916-909-1065.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.